previously on Visionaries.
You honestly think my husband will listen to a dead-eye slave?
He's getting paranoid. That's what you said. And paranoid people listen to anything. Keep me safe, and I won't say your name.
Oh, Lady Seer is betraying you, Archseer. I'm sorry.
Get Slave Saya to trust you and find out who's her contact.
I'll arrange a guardsman to be stationed outside your shop. Send Bol up once he's ready for questioning.
Am I being watched now?
Is that why he sent you? He wasn't man enough to ask me on his own.
It actually works in your favor. Radon will appoint a new Sunrising General after you die. Everything moves on without a hitch.
I'm talking about Loken. We need the Sun Warriors on our side, not against us. He cannot execute General Loken.
This all needs to happen as soon as possible before anything else leaks. Fill General Merrin in as little as possible.
What are you doing here, Truth Seeker?
Are you aware that your visitors are wanted for killing a Truth Seeker? And they happen to be on the run from the Arch Seer. You're harboring fugitives, which also violates our pact. You get it now?
Meet me back here tonight. Come alone. If I see any other Truth Seeker, the deal is off.
Visionaries, Episode 3, Bleed My Blood.
Loken sits on the ground inside of his cell. Both of his wrists are chained to the wall. There's an untouched plate of food on the ground, a few feet away from him. A first blood guardsman steps inside of the cell, followed by the Grand Herald, Lord of the Truth Seekers.
Can you give us a moment?
First he sends Merrin, now he sends you. If he wants my occult phrase so badly, tell him to get it himself.
I came on my own.
I kicked it away for a reason, Lore.
Starving yourself won't help you get out.
Get out? We both know how this ends.
So that's it? You won't even try to right your wrong?
Everyone seems to know the wrong I've done. Everyone except me.
Oh, you are too old to be playing this game, Loken.
That's what you think I'm doing? Gambling my life on some game?
It's Price that should have his head lopped off, not you.
Head lopped off for what? Fighting for his city?
Fighting the Archseer!
Oh, stop it, Lore! We've been on the council long enough to admit the past Archseers completely turned their backs on Greystone. Radon gave him no choice.
I know Price means a lot to you, but you have your own city to look after, as do I.
All I did was tell Price he's not an ally anymore. To leave as soon as he can. You think that's a good enough reason for me to lose my head?
No.
Well, that's the truth.
That's not enough to save you.
If the truth isn't enough to save me from the Archseer, then I don't want to be saved.
Your city will suffer, Loken.
You're the Grand Herald. And you can't even see what's coming. Radon will destroy Vision Rock. I'm done being a part of it.
Archseer Radon walks up to Elder Seer Jarno, sitting on a bench, alone in the courtyard.
Father?
Are you alone?
Yes. What's the problem?
You can't kill Loken, Radon.
Can't?
Between the slave's rebellion and Lore's vision, the last thing we need is war with another city.
Your father did it when he burned Greystone to the ground.
That's different!
How? He was an Archseer doing what was necessary for his people.
He didn't go to war with a city that can use its eyes.
Who is it this time?
What?
The rat that hides in the shadows and scurries to you the second I look away. It's Athenia, isn't it?
What is going on between you two?
Well?
I think she's playing both sides.
How?
I don't know for certain, but I am in the process of finding out.
What will you do if it's true?
That would mean that she's a threat. We eliminate all threats.
And Loken?
We eliminate all threats.
Athenia enters the healer's shop.
Lady Seer.
Healer Aris.
A first blood guard enters the shop.
Can I help you, guardsman?
I'm being watched. For every customer that comes in, a guardsman is required to be here.
It's all right, guardsman. You can leave.
I'm afraid I can't. Elder Seer's command.
Did you forget my title?
No, Lady Seer.
Good. From now on, you will monitor Healer Aris from outside his shop. Lady Seer's command.
The usual bouquet?
Please. And your expertise on another matter.
Are you feeling unwell, Lady Seer?
It's nothing like that. I know what happened the other night. I know what Grayson did. Saya told me. Nothing will be the same now. You're being watched, as am I. I need to leave this city, healer.
I'm sorry, Lady Seer. There's not much I can do to help.
Athenia unrolls a map on the counter.
I need you to tell me how to get to the shore without using the main roads. I know that every healer must know every path in and out of Burning Candle. Please.
That would make me an accomplice in your escape. I can't help you, Lady Seer. I'm sorry.
They have Saya in a cell. And once my husband finds out I helped Grayson and Price escape, he'll kill me.
It's not that I don't want to help you. I wish I could. But I can't.
I know what you're doing after curfew. I've known for a long time. Taking care of sick slaves.
So if I don't do what you want, you'll tell your husband what I've done. Is that it?
Yes.
And if you get caught, I'll get arrested once they find you with the map.
There won't be a map. I will memorize the path if I have to. And I won't mention your name. You have my word.
And I don't really have a choice now, do I? Fine. Pay attention.
Radon sits at the desk inside his bedroom.
Open!
Slave Ira enters the room.
Shut the door. I missed you.
I miss you too.
Wait.
What's wrong?
Ira shoves her hand down his pants.
Didn't you miss this?
Not now, Ira.
What?
What I need you to do won't be easy. Slave Saya has information that I want. The only way to get that information is if she trusts you. The only way she will is if she believes you two are on the same side.
Have a guardsman beat it out of her.
Fear will make her tell me what I want to hear. Trust will make her tell me what we need to hear.
I'll get her to tell me everything.
First, we have to get her to trust you.
Inside of a damp dungeon, a guardsman chains Ira to the wall.
You will be treated like a traitor.
Who's leading the rebellion?
I don't know.
Interrogated like a traitor.
We know you've been in contact with Lady Seer. How is she involved in the slaves' rebellion?
accused of being a traitor.
Please. I don't know.
But you must stay strong. You cannot give in.
Back against the wall.
Slave Saya shoots up and sits against the wall.
We know you've been in contact with Lady Seer. Who's leading the rebellion?
I don't know.
Ira stands there, held up by the chains clamped on her wrists.
That's enough. I'll take it from here. Wait for me upstairs. And when you get up there, tell General Mirren I'm ready.
Once Radon's alone, he rushes to take the chains off of Ira's wrists. She collapses into his arms.
I am so sorry.
Radon lays her motionless body on the ground. Then he blackbags her. Saya sees Radon dragging a slave on the ground. He goes past her cell and drags Ira into the cell next door. Mirren quietly waits inside of Ira's cell. Radon gently sits Ira on the ground, using the wall to prop her up, and removes the black bag. He caresses her beaten face, then looks over to Mirren. Mirren squats down and opens Ira's eyes. His single ring green eyes shine a green light, tapping into his special ability. The open wounds on Ira's back slowly heal. The bruises on her body fade away. Ira regains consciousness. Radon immediately covers her mouth. He puts his finger on his lips. Ira, fully healed, nods her head. Radon and Mirren exit her cell room. Radon and Mirren walk up the stairs.
General, what you saw with that slave...
I'm not here to question your methods, Archseer.
It goes without saying this needs to remain between the two of us. Can I trust you?
This goes with me to my grave. You have my word.
Good.
Athena rifles through her closet. She pulls out a black cloak, similar to the cloak Grayson and Price used to escape. She stuffs it inside of her knapsack. She pokes her head out and looks both ways, not a person in sight, and makes her way down the hall. She keeps her back against the wall, watching and timing the guardsmen's routine. Just as the guards walk toward the other side of Blood Tower, she dashes in the opposite direction. She peeks around the corner, and there it is, the back door that would let her disappear off into the night. Guardsman Roos of the First Blood walks Jarno into his room.
Keep it open, Ruth.
Xenia takes off her shoes and tiptoes past Jarno's room. She makes it to the door.
You shouldn't be out this late without a guard. I know it's you, Athenia.
Elder Seer, I'm surprised to see you up this late.
Can you come in? I'd like to talk for a second.
Can this wait until morning? I'm exhausted.
Then why are you out in the middle of the night? I promise it won't take long.
Jarno sticks his hand out for guidance.
Do you mind?
You want to go to bed?
Please.
Athenia walks Jarno to his bed and lays him down.
You're hurting me.
This is how I knew.
Knew what?
It's your perfume. You forgot to wash it off.
What do you need to talk about?
During times of crisis, it's odd that a wife looks to her ex-husband's grave for solace. You have to move on from Jackson.
Did you move on from him?
The second I gave Radon my eyes.
Fine. I'll do better.
Finally. Did you find it?
Yes, sir. I placed it in the drawer as you ordered. Lady Seer?
Guardsman?
Will you be needing anything else, Elder Seer?
Yes. One more thing. Look at Lady Seer and describe her for me.
What is this? I'm going back to my room.
Bruce! Shut the door!
What is going on?
Describe her!
She has on a dress.
Shoes.
Barefoot.
She has a bag, doesn't she?
What are you insinuating?
Yes, sir. She does.
I want you to tell me what's inside of it.
Get out of my way.
Lady Seer, please.
Bruce, do not let her leave.
As Lady Seer, I order you to move from
Bruce,
the door.
I order you to check her bag. Now, Bruce!
A black cloak, shoes, food, and water.
Oh, Athenia. Lock her in her room, Bruce. Man the door until the Art Seer tells you otherwise.
Understood.
Don't touch me.
Radon stares at the burning candle statue from his balcony. Met stands behind him.
You think Marin will keep his mouth shut?
Yes. He's smart enough to know it's better to be on your good side.
He's proving to be a trustworthy ally.
He's still a green vein.
Yeah, well, thanks to his help, we might be able to catch Athenia in her lie. And clean up this mess.
Archseer, I owe you an apology. I've placed you in a compromised position, but I have a plan to fix it all.
I'm listening.
Controlling the narrative. Tell everyone that Grayson has multi-ring gray eyes.
You're joking. That is what we were trying to hide in the first place.
Exposing it will serve us better in the long run. We tell everyone that Grayson's eyes absorb a visionary's light and cause death.
Bol is still alive.
Until he isn't. Because the multi-ring gray eyes are a disease. They rob you of your eyes first. And then your life.
Bol dies in our custody with our secret.
Mm-hmm. And everyone becomes scared of Greyborns, turning to you for protection.
Good work, Metz. Excellent work. Get it done.
Price walks up to a river. He splashes water onto his face. Roslyn walks up behind him.
I wish you would have told me, Price. You should have told me.
I didn't want you getting involved.
There are guardsmen from different cities walking through my woods. It's a little too late for that. What is going on?
Grayson might be the strongest visionary alive right now, and the Archseer is trying to kill him.
He's a Deadeye.
Those aren't his real eyes. He's a Greyborn.
The Archseer's brother?
Yes.
I don't understand.
He absorbed the First Blood Guard Commander's light. That's his power.
You don't even have power in your eyes.
I have the single ring. Look, someone in Burning Candle paid me to get him out. Someone high up. This is serious.
Who paid you?
Roz, you know I can't say
You're that. Asking for a lot of trust on very little explanation. If he's a strong visionary, why can't he handle the Archseer himself?
He can't control it yet.
Of course not.
There's something else I have to tell you.
What?
The Grand Herald had a vision. That's why he went to Burning Candle and why I was summoned. A war will happen 3 years from now.
War with who?
Dead Eyes, across the sea.
Everyone is dead across the sea.
No, they survived. And they are preparing. Lore saw a plane, Roz, high in the sky, shooting us down. You need to be ready.
Hands up, General Greyborn.
Orin of the Blue Mist and Guardsman Rael of the Truth Seekers stand side by side. They both have their arrows aimed at Price.
Orin, what are you doing?
They brought their trouble to us. I'm turning them in.
You're making a big mistake, Orin.
One more word. Just one. And not put an arrow between your eyes.
We have no issues with the Blue Mist. We just want Grayson and Price.
Listen to him, Commander.
Did the Grand Herald tell you that? Or were you foolish enough to fall for the Truth Seeker's word?
The Grand Herald won't know. Blue Mist stays the Blue Mist, and we get our prisoners. Everyone wins.
The Greyborn's fight isn't our fight. Think of our truce.
Fine.
Roz.
Take them away.
Orin turns Price around and ties his hands. About half a mile away from the Blue Mist village, Blaine of the First Blood waits with his men. A Truth Seeker's single ring eyes shine a blue light.
Anything?
Not yet, sir.
All right. We've waited long enough. Guardsmen, on me.
Wait. Wait!
What do you see?
Rael. Walking back with Price and Grayson.
Are you sure, Guardsmen?
Yes. They both have their hands tied.
Very good. That was easier than I thought. Guardsmen! We're heading back to Burning Candle.
Thank you for listening to Visionaries. For more information, go to visionariesaudiodrama.com. Ash to Flame.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the planet?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.